This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
The 2024 Grace Life Conference is already in the works. Our Mentality, Ministers and Leaders, and Youth Conference will all take place during Grace Life. Register now through October 20th to receive a one-time 10% discount on your entire order in the Dome Digital Store during Grace Life 2024. Just scan the QR code, text Grace Life to 51555, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org. We'll see you in July.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Welcome to another episode of Changing Your World. I'm Creflo Dollar. You know, I believe that the gathering of believers is so, so important. Grace doesn't just have the power to change lives. Grace has already changed lives. Stay tuned for an informative, powerful message from my friend, Pastor Gregory Dickow, to reset your journey. Greg is the founder and senior pastor of the Multicultural Life Changers International Church. He's also a prolific author and speaker who has helped millions of people find the Lord. Make sure you tune in to his television broadcast. It's called The Power to Change Today. But first, let's tune in to his session from the 2023 Grace Life Conference, and I'll see you right afterwards.
My message is simple today. Grace is a person. Grace is a person. Grace is a person. The Bible is the roadmap to a person. The Bible is a roadmap to a person. When you read the Bible and you feel condemned, you're not following the roadmap. You're reading it wrong. When you read the Bible and limit God, you're not following the roadmap to the person. It's a roadmap to a person. The person is Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 16, New Living Translation says, "From His abundance we have all received one gracious blessing after another." Grace is a person. Jesus is the fullness of grace and truth. In Psalm 45, verse 2 and 3 in the Christian Standard Bible, it says, "You are the most handsome of men. Grace is poured upon your lips." This is Jesus that we're talking about. God is talking about Jesus here. St. Augustine provides us with one of the great statements of the beauty of grace, the beauty of the person, Jesus. He said this, "He then, Jesus, is beautiful in heaven and beautiful on earth, beautiful in the womb and beautiful in His parents' arms, beautiful in His miracles and beautiful under the torture, beautiful when inviting to life and beautiful when laying down His life, beautiful in taking up His life again, beautiful on the cross, beautiful in the tomb, beautiful in heaven, and beautiful when He returns in all of His glory." Jesus is the beauty of God. Jesus is the face of God. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He said, and I've come to bring you to the Father. You know, a lot's going to happen today because you open up your heart to the Father. Jesus came to reveal to us the Father. No wonder the devil fights fatherhood more than anything else on this planet. Because Jesus came to introduce us to the Father. Jesus came to introduce us to love. Jesus came to, he didn't give us the Bible to be the end. The Bible is the roadmap to the person. Everything in our lives, as we get older, we realize everything in life is about relationships. It's the relationships we had, the relationships we should have had, the relationships that we lost after we had them, the relationships that we wish to have. But mostly, life is about a relationship with God. Pastor Dollar was talking this afternoon to the ministry, people in ministry that were here, and he said that we're all at a place in our lives where we need rest. We all come to that point in our lives where we need rest. And there's no rest when you run to a shadow. There's only rest when you run to the person who casts the shadow. There's no love when you hug a shadow. There's only love when you hug the person who casts the shadow. There's no healing when you walk in a shadow, but there's healing when you walk with the person who casts the shadow. The Bible says that the old covenant is a shadow. It's a shadow. A shadow goes before a person, but it's not the person. The shadow goes before the person so that you know the person's coming. And the shadow for hundreds of years, the old covenant operated until it was no longer flawless. There was one flaw with the old covenant, and the flaw of the old covenant was that in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 and 8, it says something very powerful to us. And I'd just like to read this to you. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7 and verse 8, it says the old covenant, for if that first covenant, the old covenant, for if that first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no reason sought for a second. Now think about this. A covenant that God made, the old covenant, the first covenant, He says that if it had been faultless, there would have been no reason to seek for the second. And why was the old covenant flawed or faulted? The next verse tells us, for it found fault with them. finding fault with them. What was wrong with the old covenant was that it found fault with us. It found our faults. It revealed our faults. But the new covenant, Pontius Pilate declared, when he decreed over Jesus, after examining him the way that a lamb was supposed to be examined for 3 to 4 days, after Pontius Pilate and Herod tossed him around, Pontius Pilate, as the authority on this earth at the time, declared and decreed, well, look at how God used the devil. Look at how God used man's system of tyrannical government. God still took it. He didn't cause it, but somebody's got to know that Romans 8:28 is undefeated still today. Romans 8:28 is still undefeated. It's undefeated. Romans 28, perfect season. Undefeated. God causes all things to work together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. It doesn't say God causes all things. He causes all things to work together. He's not the cause of all things, because we're the cause of some things. Right? We're the cause of stupid things. He doesn't cause all things, but he causes all things to work together for good. The New American Standard Bible says he causes all things to work together for good to those who love him. And you know, the devil will beat you up with that verse too, if you let him. Oh, you see, God's not causing all things to work together for you because you don't love him. It says for those who love him, for those who love God. You know, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19 defines what loving God is. And you know what he says? It says we love him because he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. You know what he's telling us there? He's telling us loving God means believing that he loved you first. The way you love God is by accepting his love for you. You've been taught, we've been told, religion has told us loving God means obeying all of his commands, but nobody yet has succeeded. It's like the guy that said, Lord, I'm doing pretty good today. I haven't cussed. I haven't lied. I haven't stolen anybody. Haven't stolen from anybody. Hadn't hurt anybody. Man, I'm doing pretty good, Lord, but I'm going to get out of bed soon, and when I do, I'm going to need your help. We've all blown it before we got out of bed. Thank God that loving God, in its simplest form, is believing the love he has for us. Because when you believe the love he has for you, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Grace is a person. We have to really renew our minds. We have to work at renewing our minds to this reality that grace is not a topic. It's not a Bible subject. It's a person. Amen. In verse 2 of Song of Solomon in the Passion Translation, it says from the bride's, soon-to-be bride's words, "After this I let my devotion slumber, but my heart for him stayed awake. I had a dream, I dreamed of my beloved. He was coming to me in the darkness of night. The melody of the man that I love awakened me. I heard his knock at my heart's door. This man is Jesus. You are the writer. You are the author of these words." This is God foretelling your relationship with Jesus and what kind of relationship that you would have with him. You are the apple of his eye. He says, "Arise, my love." I want you to realize this. You know, preachers don't really preach much out of the Song of Solomon. I think some preachers are afraid to read it. They think they might sin or stumble. You know, like it's X-rated. I mean, it talks about a lot of stuff here. Why? Because the only way to truly understand the reality and the humanity and the affection and the intimacy that we were created to have with God, we have to see it in human form to understand that we can actually have this kind of intimacy with a God who we don't see yet. But that this is real. Because when you read this and look for this in the marriages of the world, you're looking at two different things. Arise, my love. Like, if it's not the honeymoon, who's saying this? Open your heart, my darling, deeper still to me. Think about this. Will you receive me this dark night? There is no one else but you, my friend, my equal. I need you this night to arise and come be with me. You are my pure, loyal dove. A perfect partner for me. My flawless one. Will you arise? Boy, Jesus is calling us flawless ones. How can he say that when we know how flawed we are? Because he doesn't see us through the lens of the old covenant, which magnifies our flaws. He sees us through the lens of the blood that he shed for us, which was his liquid love spilled out for you so that you could have this kind of relationship and this kind of intimacy. This is Christianity. This is what it was meant to be. It was meant to be love. It was meant to be flawless. It was meant to be Jesus calling us closer. It was not meant for us to be looking up at him, but looking to him face to face, eye to eye. The Bible says the Lamb of God sits in the midst of the throne of God. And the actual rendering in the book of Revelation when it says the Lamb of God sits in the middle of God's throne, it's actually translated as the Lamb of God sits in front of the throne of God. The Lamb of God in the book of Revelation sits in front of the throne. Why does he sit in front of the throne? He sits in front of the throne because the Father will never look at you without looking through you, looking through Jesus to see you. He will never look at you ever again the way you used to be. He will never see you the way you used to be. He will only see you through the lens of the Lamb. The Lamb is in the center and in front of the throne, because there is no way to the throne except through the Lamb. And there is no way to you. There's no way for the Father to get to you. This is what the Father's longed for. This is what the Father's wanted. He's wanted you in His family. He's wanted to see you as His flawless one. He's wanted to be with you. He's wanted to have intimacy with you. He's wanted to be in relationship with you. And He will not tolerate a broken relationship with His children, with His people, with the apples of His eye. So He puts in front of us the Lamb, and by that Lamb, whoever liveth to make intercession for us. It doesn't mean Jesus is praying 24 hours a day for us. He's not praying for us at all anymore. He ever liveth to make intercession means He forever lives to remove or to create the connection, to stand in the gap of what was between you and God. He ever lives to stand in the gap. He ever lives so that we will always have access to the Father for eternity. This is the person of grace. This is the person. He is not a topic. He's a lover. He says, "My flawless one, will you arise?" He calls you His flawless one because in Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, it says He loved us, then He washed us, then He made us kings and priests. Notice, we're not like that. We're usually not like that. We usually love what's washed first. Revelation 1 says, He loved us and then He washed us. He loved us dirty. He loved us dirty. He doesn't love what is washed. He washes what He loves.
Wow, bruh, sis. I hope you got something out of that. That was a great word. It's absolutely critical for us to understand that Jesus is always extending His unconditional acceptance to us. And when we know this, we will make room only for joy. Don't allow space for condemnation or guilt in your journey. Follow the map, follow God's word, and you'll never be lost. Tune in tomorrow as we continue this journey. And I'll be back with a message from my friend, Michael Smith. You don't want to miss it.
Grace Life Conference 2023 Homecoming featured 3 power-packed days focused on celebrating the life of grace. Creflo and Taffy Dollar were joined by special guests, topping off a weekend filled with revelation. Experience all 9 sessions for a love gift of $50 or more for CDs or $60 or more for DVDs. Celebrate grace. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore while supplies last.
My experience at the Grace Conference has been just mind-blowing. I must say, I had reservations. My husband had told me about the conference. And I was like, yeah, okay, it's just another conference. No, this is an experience. This is an experience that I can't wait to get back to tell all my family, to tell all my friends, to tell my youth groups, we're coming next year. It is mind-blowing to be able to have the doctrine broke down to a level where anyone can understand who Jesus is, how Jesus is, and felt it.
You had this mind, Jesus. I see you, and you're so beautiful. I'm finally knowing who Jesus is.
The 2024 Grace Life Conference is already in the works. Our Mentality, Ministers and Leaders, and Youth Conference will all take place during Grace Life. Register now through October 20th to receive a one-time 10% discount on your entire order in the Dome Digital Store during Grace Life 2024. Just scan the QR code, text Grace Life to 51555, or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org. We'll see you in July.
We must respond to the spiritual laws of God. A proven principle Taff and I have operated in for many, many years is the law of sowing and reaping. Now, when you sow into this ministry, you are sowing into good ground. Why? You see, your seed is not wasted. In fact, your seed is a twice-sown seed, meaning that it'll work in different places at the same time. Your financial seed goes toward helping hurting people, both globally and within our local communities. We thank God for your support.
You may support Creflo Dollar Ministries outreach missions by calling us or visiting our website. You enrich lives in ways you can't begin to imagine. God bless you.
We're back. Are you ready for Change Experience 2024? Creflo Dollar is hitting the road for Change Experience West Coast in February and Change Experience East Coast in April. It'll all end with Grace Life, the reunion at the World Dome in July. Mark your calendars now. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555. Scan the QR code on your screen or visit CrefloDollarMinistries.org today.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.